Accession number 19125. Correction, 19129, real 5.
When did you first know that there was going to be the war? What was going to be on? Like in 1938, I mean, can you remember a lot about that? When he had the piece of paper? When he came, Chamberlain had the piece of paper?
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
So what do you think about that?
Well, I was hoping it would be all right, but...
You saw the people celebrate? People, when he came back, when it was on the wireless
line? Oh, aye, yeah. Just, the sun morning when it did break out, I was going up to church. You know where the bakery is?
Oh, right. Uh-huh.
Well, there's a bloke called John Kirk. He was a rent collector. And I just about got to there when the sirens and that went. Well, I was farther down the village. And he couldn't dashing out the house with his tin hat and everything. It said he declared war. So it was just after 11 o'clock. So I must have been late for church. 11 o'clock mass.
So you didn't hear him on the wireless?
No.
Was anyone...
Well, you could hear the wireless from the house, you know, as you went past. Mm. He declared war. That was it.
Was he in a relation to the Kirk that wrote the articles?
No. No, he was... he was collecting the rents in Thornby.
So what happened then? I mean, did people go out the pub and that, or did they just...
Oh, right. It was all the talk in the pubs that morning. They just take them on, you know, they just let them come safe, and then they bring them back. All this, you know.
So were people really optimistic? They thought they saw them all.
They went through France like a dose of salt.
So what did you think in 1939? Did you think you'd just wait for them to call you?
Oh, I.
Did other people you knew? Did they? Some of them? Did other people, did anybody, you know, like, sign up on?
Oh, there's a few volunteered. Oh, there's a lot of volunteered. There's a few indeed.
Did nobody think it might be better, like, join the Air Force, because it'd be safer?
Oh, aye.
If you joined up and
went to the ground. Well, there's a lot of lads did that. Jack Kirk did that. Jack knew if he joined up, he'd get where he wanted to be. So he joined the Royal Army Service Corps as a driver, you see. Well, if he'd waited till he'd been called up, he'd maybe put him in the DMI or something like that.
But for you, if you waited till you called up, you didn't have any choice, because they could have put you in the Navy or the Army or the Air Force.
Oh, aye.
Did you not think about that at the time?
No, I was on essential work, what they called essential work. I was working on the camp at Sedgefield.
Where was that?
It was an army camp.
That was the day war was declared.
Mm-hmm.
That was the week war was declared.
Yeah, I was working there. I worked there until it was finished.
When was that?
Then, the early 1940. And, his father's got a job at Tayside Airport. We went there.
Middleton St. John's.
Mm-hmm. And I was deferred there. Wouldn't call you up while you were on those jobs.
When did you have to sign up to get
register
or something?
Yeah, to register when you were a certain age.
Or when you were 21 or something like
no,
that?
No, before that. Would be 19 or 20, you know, register.
And how did you do with that?
You just have to go to the door office, wait for you, in the old store. That's what store.
And they took your name and everything. his way to the
dock. Oh, it's fine, and I had to go to Durham in the chapel in Old Albert there. That's where I used to go for your medicals, you know. But I went into the forces, and I was interviewed by Major Colonel. He had his crimson tabs, you know, and his... He was a colonel, and he asked us what I was doing, where I was working, and on this planet. And he says, oh, you just carry on as you're doing, Tony. He says, we'll send for you when we want you. Mm-hmm. I've got about another year before I was called.
But did you not know what you'd be called up into?
No.
You still didn't know whether it was the Air Force or the Navy?
No. Didn't know a thing.
What about Yerbert then? Was he called up at the same time?
Yeah. Oh, Yerbert, he was called up after me. As he's old, you see. But the building trade were on shelters and things like that. And we finished them all in all the villages round there. And Yerbert were going to get called up. In fact, there's three of us, we all got out calling up papers the same day.
Who was that?
Lloyd Saunders, Sid Craggs, and me. We're all bricklayers, you know.
And you remember the day you got them?
Mm-hmm. It's on Thursday.
So what happened? Has it just come through the post? And won't happen,
like? Oh,
what did it say?
It was a photograph of the king in Welcome to His Majesty's Army. So I said,
did you not want to be in the Army? I mean, did you want to be in the Navy or the Air Force?
Well, I'd rather be in the Air Force. Anyway, I says, oh, I'm going out for a drink, like later on the night. And I went in the curry in. And I went in there and I said, I'll go down the Spearman's. I went down the Spearman's. Well, Sid Craggs, he used to live with you. Anyway, he come in. Sid. Hello, Sid. What's going on down here tonight? He used to come down the weekend, but never during the week, you know, very, very rare. She says, the wedding guest. I said, what? He said, I'm getting me called to the papers. I said, so, a few minutes after Lloyd landed in, he says, you'll never guess. He said, I've been called up in the bloody army. I said, we all have. Well, where are you going? Where's he going, like, you know?
Did he tell you? What did the papers say then? Did he tell you?
The warrant, there was a warrant and everything in, man. Real warrant.
And what did it say then?
Tell you when you had to be there. Sid went down the Midlands somewhere. And Lloyd went to Aldershot.
So they went to different regiments?
Aye.
So it was just potluck by your thing?
Aye, and I went to Bransworth. I was lucky in a way.
So how long, what year, what day was that? What year?
10th of December, 1941. That's when we had to be there. Aye.
So were the people that had already gone?
There was many of us left, man.
Because Brendan's father-in-law, he was killed at Dunkirk. Mm. Well, not father-in-law, he's... it'd have been his mother's brother. Mm. His mother's brother was killed at Dunkirk.
Yeah.
He was called up. He was Woburn. He never came back from Dunkirk.
No.
So can you remember anything about the Battle of Britain in that?
Yeah.
There was a raid on Thorny, wasn't there?
They dropped a lot of incendiaries and that on the mowers and that. Dropped one or two in the HA, but in the fields.
There's only one raid.
But I was working at Midland St. George when that September the 15th that was. Mm-hmm. In 1940. I was working on the aerodrome at the time.
Would he be able to think after Dunkirk and the mystic stuff?
He just let him take it out and get him green bug out. Ginger Dawson. Old Ginger living in the pool. They just let the buggers come on, man. He had it all weird up.
Do the people like Churchill? Do people like Churchill?
Oh, yeah.
So you had to get there by December the 10th. But that was just after Pearl Harbor, wasn't it? So
yeah.
So what did people
I think it was two or three. There was two or three disasters that month. I think it was one of the big battleships went down.
The Prince of Wales and the Repulse got
sunk.
That's the day the Prince of Wales and the Repulse got sunk.
That's it. That was it. Yeah, that was it.
But that kind of changed people.
No.
So people, as you thought, you might have thought you'd gone to jail and fight the Japanese.
So we went in there. And the castle of Bransworth in a big role.
So how did you get there? Did you go on your civvies? Were you on your civvies?
Oh, you had to. He told you everything what you had to take with you.
So what was that?
Shit, gear and stuff like that, you know. Anything, you know.
So you'd have like a suitcase on your suit?
A little case or a bag or something. And of course you got kitted out when you got in. Everything.
So what was the welcome like? Or you get off the bus? Was it the bus or?
I went to the bus, got the bus in Durham, changed, and got the Bransworth bus, Bransworth Castle. Got off there, through the big hall. You got your old sign on, register and all this. And then, took us up to the camp, it was just up the road. You were allocated in the woods. There were about 30 men in the woods. Which, you know.
Did you know any of them before?
Mickey Hubbard.
Who was that?
He belonged to Merton. He was a bricklayer as well. We were all bricklayers and joiners and painters and plumbers.
Why didn't he put you in like the engineers or the service car?
There's that many of us, man. There's a few of them did get any engineers.
So they give you a, did they welcome to the others? Anybody to give you a speech on that when you got there?
I used to go for these lectures.
No, but on the first day when you first arrived, was there anybody to...
We got to up there, up to the camp, got allocated in these huts, and me, you were going the next hut to me. And I don't know whether they were allowed up in the Nuffy or not. I believe we were the first night. So we all went, well, we couldn't find a camp, couldn't get out of the camp. We all went up the Nuffy and drinking pine bottles of ham beer all night.
Could you drink as much as you wanted, like?
It wasn't very strong. Wasn't very strong beer, that amber. I think we got a hat apiece. Had to wear the hat.
Was everybody there? Just all conscripts, and there was no regular.
The regulars were all in as well. You know, the staff men at the camp.
So what are the issue with what was the stuff that you got?
You used to have to go to the stores, just line up and just look at you and pick a tunic, trousers, chuck them at you, boots,
what
socks,
did you not get?
Shirts, underwear, a lot.
What if you didn't fit? What if they didn't fit?
I went to two bands. Getting changed.
So what was the routine the next morning, and they get you up early in there?
Oh, early. I think my valley was down past six. You had to get your kid away. You had a special way of snapping it on you. You didn't have a bed, you had like three biscuits, like three cushions and big stuff. Just lay them on the floor. Blankets, four blankets. There's a way of folding them up. You have spare boots, things like that. It all had to be done. The floor had to be buffed, shining. The ordinary floor used to shine, you know, the buffer. It's a shine all up. Everything. And then you used to go and get your breakfast over 8 o'clock.
What was that?
Oh, you used to get porridge. You know, whatever, sausage. Fried bread and stuff like that.
Was it a decent, was it a decent food?
Oh, a bit of bacon now and again. So and then they used to put a, it was a day deal, used to go up in the lecture room every night, and they used to have to go and read day deal and say what your program was for the next day. Remember it, you know what I mean, times, and you start doing the training. Drill, BT, that was usually first period, that, BT, just have to put your white vest, blue, shorts, and your army socks, grey leg, and your PT shoes, run up the gym, you had a big gymnasium up there, and do your PD, and go now and back, then you go and wet and train, marching, different periods, you know, just like school, gas, things like that.
How long did that last?
14 weeks.
The Branson?
Yeah. And then,
Well, they let you out in the night. What did they let you?
Oh, I.
Every night, night just.
You can go out if you want, within a certain area. I think you go as far as Langley Moor.
Did you have to wear a uniform?
And as far as Willingham Hall, have I? Carry your respirator.
What if they caught you without like ordinary clothes on? Would they?
Oh, you'd be on a charge. Oh, you know, there's no civvies. You just have to wait and go home and get your civvies on. But you used to have a pass to get into Durham. You know, it was only 20 minutes in the bus.
And there was the pubs out of bounds in that?
No. So if you had the money, you'd go in the pubs. But, I should draw $10 a week. 10 shillings, that's what we used to get on Friday. Here, dear.
Is that what you would get? Is that all?
We had half a crown a day. Which was $15 a week.
Well, you were making a lot more when you were ripped down the money. What were you making in 1939? That was a big thing.
Well, I was making £3 or £4 a week.
So you're only earning about less than a third of what you got, a third of what you were earning.
I was earning more than that at Middleton St. George. I was earning about £5 or £6 a week, which was a fortune. We were working at past seven, every day, 5 days. 8 o'clock or four on a Saturday and 8 o'clock or four on a Sunday. And that was every week.
What were you building? The office's mess and all that?
We were on different sections. That's the section I was on. I was on there all the time. Officer's mess. But there was others on barrack blocks, things like that, you know.
Was that just a grain field until they started?
I think why they'd started with a job when I went there, like.
So you'd have felt a lot less prosperous than if you were only getting 15 more away?
I had a few quid saved up, but you made that much money, you didn't have time to spend it. You weren't in that long. I had a few quids. I went in the army.
So how much would a pint be then?
Yeah.
So you had.
Pounds would buy you 40 pints of beer. Yeah, 40.
How much were cigarettes then?
Tanner.
Put a packet of 20.
Put 10. Lemon's 80 for 20. Some of the sun brands. But you wouldn't mean a bloke from for a year, a big tall bloke who used to go up to Wilton. Usually on a pay night, you know. Who used to drink up there and walk back.
You had to wear a uniform. And they had like a mirror or something, you had to get
inspection. Oh, the guardhouse, yeah.
That was still there when we visited that place.
Yeah. You used to have to go there and look in the mirror, see if you were properly dressed, the bloody guard, commander, standing, sergeant or corporal or something, before you went out.
Did anybody bugger off and go out, you know, like dessert or anything the next day?
There's always some bugger.
But did anybody just like try to get out, run away? Did nobody, if there was a nobody that run away?
Just trying to run away. Yeah, will have been.
So how many blokes were there, do you reckon, getting trained at the same time?
Those hundreds. Those intakes every so often, you say. They used to go out, another one used to come in. New intake. There might have been 200 or 300 men at the time. Came in. Maybe more. This was a big camp.
So what happened after 14 weeks?
You used to go to a battalion. You used to get posted to a battalion.
And so what happened to the people that you knew?
No, you get split up. Some would go to some battalion, some would go to another.
They were all Durham battalions, so they were all
Durham. Oh, they're daylight. Yeah.
So the 14 weeks, that would be like early 1942.
Yeah.
When you'd finished. Were you fully trained then, more or less? Is that when you learned to drive?
No, I went on an MT course. You want to give us a tape and stay on a NCO's Carter. I said, I want to be on MT.
What?
Well, I wanted to be a driver, so I got on MT. Well, I had another 6 weeks in Bransfield, see? I got another 6 weeks. And then,
So after your 14 weeks, you did another 6 weeks?
I went up into the MT lines, top end of the camp, and moved up there. I did 6 weeks MT.
That was once with lorries, wasn't it?
Mm.
What did you learn to drive on first? Was it a car or was it straight on?
No, a truck. Bedford.
You had to drive around Durham.
I passed my test in Durham. I was through the building three times, four times.
But before you got?
That was in fours, different ways, you know.
So where did everybody else go?
Well, they all went the 16th, 14th. Because because our battalion just been formed in 1940. Anyway, we got what was left of us got posted. I had to go down to 16th Battalion. That was in Rye. On the south coast. Went down there.
So was that, did you go, was a lot of other blokes as well?
Oh, there's a few. Yeah. Then we got sorted out into platoons, sections. And then I got put into C Company. My C Company was up at Winchelsea. So we were along the coast from Rye. That was the HQ Company. C and D Company was there. B was Company was at another little village farther along. A Company was somewhere else.
What was the accommodation like there? Was that just another camp?
Billets. Private houses being evacuated. The mansions, some of them.
Were the family still there to look after you? So they look after you?
Eh?
Did they have a coat house or something out on
there? One of the houses was a coat house, down the road.
So the original families weren't there?
Everything was.
Was the furniture
nothing,
still there?
Bare boards.
Just
the tearing everything away.
So what was the routine there? Was that the same thing with the training?
Train, all the time.
Well, from what time? From about 6 in the morning, Bill?
Well, you get rebellion up past 6, then as I say, you just have to do all your barrack room up, then breakfast at 8, and then your first parade was about 9, or maybe it's breakfast up past 7.
When did you get your dinner? What time was What time was your dinner?
If you were in barracks, be about 12, half past.
Then did you get your tea?
And you went to tea about 5.
Did you get a supper and you have to go back?
No, no supper.
And if you couldn't go out, could you go and have a drink in the nappy then?
You could go out in the village, anyway, the pubs, you go in the bloody pub, you had the money. You were always on something, man. You were always on duty doing something. Fire picket, guard, fatigues.
That was like peeling tailies, I think.
Out. No. Anything you wanted doing.
So when did you say your first German plane? What was that?
We'd only been there a couple of days. Then bugger started. You'd see them regularly.
Can you remember the first one?
It'd be one of them bloody fucking wolves. I think two of them.
But what were you doing when it came over?
Well, you just come over.
Yeah, what were you doing when it
I can't remember the first one too. We got used to them at the finish, man.
And how regular were they to come over?
There was always a couple.
What, every day?
Practically every day. The whistle used to go, aircraft action.
So what did you do?
If you were out marching, they used to dive, cover.
Did they ever fire at you, or did they just fly?
I strafed us a few times.
Did you fire back? Do you remember you firing back?
Yeah, dirty time.
But you were just there and gone, really?
He was there. He was away.
Did you never see them shut down by the British, did they? Did you ever see them getting chased?
We saw a couple come down. We saw a Spitfire come down. And we saw another one come down there. I think they brought the bugger down themselves. He thought it was a jerry and it wasn't. When them two sailors were.
The two engines of those two sailors?
Two sailors.
Like a Defiant?
It was Defiant.